there has to be some sort of a control on the overall numbers. The reason that the recruitment ban was brought in was that I believe about 25-30% above what was approved had been recruited in the previous year. And though there are problems, and I can see some of the envisaged problems with the limits, it's probably better than going headlong in and ending up with the ban again in a year's time or in 2 years' time. So there has to be a management of it. You know, there's an awful lot of things to think of within the health service. And I think you could, you know, you could see that there's always vacancies due to people taking career breaks. There's vacancies during, you know, a lot of people who would be trained in the medical professions would take a few years to go off and maybe get experience in other parts of the world. And that's to be welcomed if they come back. And we do hope that they come back. Some will, some won't. It'll be very important that they still can do that, and that the limits wouldn't block the replacement of those staff, because obviously we could end up with burnout of the other staff who are staying holding the fort at the time. And you know, it's a very, very complicated recruitment system. I suppose my big trouble with it and my big complaint has always been the length of time that it actually takes them to make an appointment, and if the appointment is made internally, that causes another vacancy, which also takes time, and it just it's a bit of a merry-go-round sometimes, and that's something that needs to be dealt with.
When you mention the time it takes to appoint people to these positions, councillor, do you think a limit kind of hampers that in terms of it taking too long to fill the positions anyway?
Well, it could well do, and that's something they would need to be reviewing and watching very, very carefully, because if you have a situation where you get approved to you know, and they have all these approval systems which move very slowly, and you get approved to recruit a particular person in a specialist area, by the time you've made that recruitment, the limit may have been reached. And you're not then able to make the appointment, and that would be really tragic. So you also don't want that. Well, once we've approved it, the position is taken, but there's nobody in it. So you don't want that either.